Hi, my name is Caitlin Gemma, and I'm here at South by Southwest. Because about a month ago, I was kind of having a little bit of a nervous breakdown regarding my music career. And this year, I've decided to be full-time. I'm playing 150 shows. But I was kind of feeling like I didn't really know what I should do in March. And so I called my music life coach, who's based out of Austin. And I kind of, it was one of those calls that I used, like, please help me, what do I do? And he said, come to Austin. I'm putting on a showcase on Saturday, on the 18th, called Songwriters of America. And I'm like, oh, that sounds cool. And I wasn't doing anything. And I thought about it for a few days, and it felt like the right thing to do. So here I am. Yeah. Yeah, I haven't really been to any other conferences except Folk Alliance. And Folk Alliance is really intimate because it's in one hotel and all the showcases are in hotel rooms. And so it's really spread out. So I guess I was kind of a little more surprised by just how many places there are, which is really cool because you get to see the city. I just really love meeting other artists and connecting that way. I love jamming, and I feel like that's the best networking for me, is connecting with other bands. And yeah, so I had a showcase at this hostel for musicians, and well, it's not just for musicians, but it's a hostel where musicians can come for a discounted rate. And so they had these really cute stages. One was outside, and then one was in a recording studio on the property. And then afterwards we had a little campfire jam, and it was really chill because it's kind of out of the downtown area, and there was dogs and people drinking beers and making hot dogs and all. So it felt really relaxing to do that for a night. Just try not to have FOMO, fear of missing out. I feel like stick to an area for the night and not try to go all over the city, because that can be exhausting. I would just say stick to a venue or an area, hang out, and it's nice to go to places where there's dogs and beers out of the chaos a little bit. So finding house concerts is really fun. Yeah. I met this band out of Oakland through the show last night, Evan Lanham and the Live Oaks. I think that's how you say it. They're really awesome. They're funky, soul, country. I love all those genres mixed together. So, yeah. So we've had a lot of fun just hanging out with them. And we did this really neat impromptu recording session this morning. Which they can tell you more about that. But, yeah, it's been fun. I do listen to public radio. I love public radio because I love stories. I love storytelling, and I just really enjoy the creativity behind a lot of public radio. Very, very diverse in the storytelling, especially like I really like listening to This American Life and Radio Lab and those sorts of broadcasts. So, yeah. It's really unique because there's people from all over, and you don't see that with a lot of other festivals. Sometimes they're more like genre specific, and I think that's what's neat about this festival, is that there's so many genres and so many different venues that are hosting multiple genre type acts. So that's really neat, because a lot of festivals, I feel like that's like a bluegrass festival or country or pop festival kind of thing, but it's neat that here everyone's from different places, different styles of music, all hanging out and enjoying each other. So yeah. Well, I think it's neat that here you can do official or unofficial showcases, and so it's cool that there's opportunities for musicians that aren't maybe invited to the festival or didn't apply or whatever, they can still be involved. And so for me, that's awesome because sometimes I don't get invited to play festivals and I still want to participate. And so that's what I'm doing here, and I'm enjoying myself doing that. And there's a lot of really great artists that are playing the underground showcases, and so I'm having a blast doing that. Yeah. I think that's what I've discovered through going to a few music conferences is, you know, I kind of psyched myself out a bit at the beginning, like, oh, I need to be this way or I need to shake hands with this person. And there's definitely that part of it, but I think the most important part is just being yourself and making friends with other musicians and having fun. And it's not always about, like, the promotion all the time and trying to sell yourself. It's why do we do music, right? That's the where the heart of it is, and that's what we were talking about last night around the campfire. Mm-hmm. Just how much we love DIY spaces, and they just mean a lot to it just means a lot to my community, especially, and people that aren't on labels and still want to have a fun and meet people. And
it's almost like us all being around that campfire is everyone's answer for why they love music.
Yeah.
And just that vibe in the backyard last night is like, oh man, like this is why we do this. Like, and so that felt really good around the campfire last night for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You come because you want, everyone's here for the same thing at some level. It's just, you can't deny that you're looking for some sense of exposure or just to meet people, to find people, find places to play. And, you know, be around like-minded people. I mean, the thing is, you're out here, everyone's from all over the place, and it's like, it's really cool to, I mean, like, everyone's touching on, like, it was just cool to be around other people from other places you've never met doing the same thing you're doing. And it's like, in music, there's so much you have to deal with, like in anything you love, you know, like BS and hard work, and like, then it's just like, you can't fake that, and it's, you're around people doing it, like, you're out at South By, then it makes it all worth it to just be around those people. And, you know, someone with a major label is out there is looking for artists. I know about 500 people that are willing to call you.